For all that's happening in the business world, here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Anya. It was another rough day of trade on US markets yesterday, particularly on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which was down 1% last night. It's down 13% on the peak it hit less than a month ago, in large part due to falls in the valuations of companies like Microsoft and Nvidia, which have made a big play around artificial intelligence. AI advocates say the technology will give a massive return on investment once its full potential is realised. Critics say it's just another overhyped tech trend. Lawrence Vesey is a partner at Sia Partners. He joins me on the line now to discuss. So is this an AI bubble and are we watching it burst?
Good morning, Adam. Nice to be here. I suppose there's a couple of things. The tech industry has been successful because it's been done a lot of experimentation and it's been tolerant of failure. So all of that has ultimately led to it being the size of the industry that it is. A lot of these companies, there has been massive investment over the last number of years. Over $42 billion in last year alone across equity rounds and so on. One of the challenges is that some of the lead time to turn this investment into revenues is relatively long and much longer than your quarterly earnings expectation that public companies have. Data centers are not built in a quarter. So there's definitely uncertainty, right? But based on what we see across our customers, there are three types of organizations investing in AI. So first of all is the large chip makers, data centers, large language model companies. So their share prices are definitely bumpy at the moment, but fundamentally they are profitable and have solid businesses and other revenue lines to fund this. So that's the first group. The second group are companies that are looking to incorporate AI, particularly generative AI, into their products, and they in turn range from large billion-dollar companies like Microsoft, Google, SAP, and so on, who are augmenting their current products by building in AI features. And then there's a second group, which are smaller applications looking to have niche services. They're funded by venture capitalists, but they do not have other revenue. Mm-hmm. So the large companies like Microsoft and so on, again, while their share price might be under pressure, they have the assets and the other revenues to put this in, and they will come through, but there will definitely be a big shakeup in the smaller companies.
We've seen a lot of money going in their direction in the last couple of years, and a lot of companies pivoting to AI to attract that investment. Is there signs of that level of investment starting to wane?
Well, the share prices show that, right? And that is absolutely the case. And so some of it is largely down to that tension between short-term quarterly earnings and long-term investments. The last group, which is probably more relevant to your listeners here this morning, are businesses that are looking to apply AI in their own business cycles and their own business processes and services. And in our experience, the work that we do with our clients and our business digital transformation, there are companies that are investing in AI. They're very focused. They are looking to have good business cases behind it. They're looking to deliver incremental value. And for us and our company, AI is one additional tool as part of delivering new services to clients and to their customers. So there is fundamentally going to be core value there. But there's definitely a period where there's a lot of turbulence and some of that fraught will ultimately be washed out of the market.
You're seeing some of that at the moment. Lawrence Vesey, partner at Sia Partners. Thank you very much for that.